Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in here to start out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I have a guest on the line with me right now who is not a sponsor, and I own no stock in the company, and so my questions will be, for lack of better terms, very, very pointed. I have absolutely no interest in this other than I want to set the record straight on a couple of issues, and I think that's a real service, as far as I'm concerned, to listeners. Talking with John Burgess. John is the president of a company called Northern Free Gold, and Northern Free Gold is located in the Yukon. I don't have any investments in the Yukon right now. That's not necessarily because I don't want to. It's just because I have money tied up in other areas. I know a little bit about the Yukon. I know there was a major amount of excitement about the Yukon territory here just very, very recently in the last year or two. And now we have news coming out from some letter writers who are saying the Yukon is not a very good place to be. They're talking about a lack of power. They're talking about a lack of infrastructure. And I was chatting with John Thursday morning on this issue. And, you know, I have to say that to make a blanket statement that the Yukon is not a good place to be, I think is painting it with a very, very incorrect, very broad brush. I don't necessarily want to talk about Northern Free Gold, John, but I want to get your impression of what's going on in the Yukon. You know, you guys are in a good location, et cetera. I mean, what are your views overall on that area?
Well, the Yukon is, it has been a terrific place to be an exploration company. And, you know, historically, you know, over 100 years of mining, gold mining activity, you know, it's a mining jurisdiction. People get mining in the Yukon. So, you know, there's a reason why the Fraser Institute has it ranked in the top 10 in the world, as a place to be mining and or developing projects. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yes, the Yukon, you know, is in the north. It's got its, weather and environmental challenges, but, you know, you've got companies up there right now that are, mining and operating 365 days a year, like, Alexco with its silver mines and Capstone. So, you know, it's perfectly doable. You've got a territory that's, what about the size of Spain? Mm-hmm. 35,000 people living in it. You know, very dependent on mining activity. So, you know, favorably disposed towards mining development. You've got a government that gets it and understands that, understands to move the GDP forward. They need to see more mines come online. So, you know, when you see resource nationalism, running amok all around the world, I think the Yukon looks increasingly like a, you know, a real safe harbor in a storm. So the reasons why I like to be there that are very fundamental. And then you obviously look at the geology and you come back to some real basics of, you know, it's part of that Tintina Belt and, you know, the resources there are terrific, wonderful. And yet as a province or a territory, it's really fairly newly explored. I mean, if you look at the amount of investment that's gone into, you know, Ontario or Quebec and look at the lack of, exploration investment that went into, the Yukon in the last 20, 30 years, it's pretty clear that, you know, we've only begun to scratch the surface. I think there's a group which we're a member of called the YGMA, Yukon Gold Mining Alliance, and you can go to their website and you'll see, you know, there's government statistics on, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, exploration investment in the Yukon was $5-6 million, and it's dramatically increased in the last few years, grew to about $300 million in 2011. So, you know, significant increase. But again, look at that, compare that to the historical amount of investment with other mining jurisdictions. It's pretty clear that we've just begun to scratch the surface of from a resource perspective, what the Yukon offers.
You know, one of the concerns that I had, for lack of better terms, about the Yukon, and I'd like, if you could address this for me, I would appreciate, but it has to do with the weather. You know, the weather in the Yukon is pretty, pretty grim most of the year. Tell me a little bit, if you would, about the season for exploration. And also, how does the weather up there affect the producers?
Well, you know, you've got two issues with weather, really, as I see it. It's temperatures and precipitation, really, in the form of snowfall. And, you know, the Yukon's cold, but it's not a whole lot colder than some of the other northern provinces and places in Alaska and Nunavut where you've got mines operating all year round up in the Arctic. So, you know, from a temperature perspective, for a producer, not a big issue. You can deal with it. You know, the actual amount of snowfall is arguably way more relevant because that can become logistically challenging if you're getting 50 feet of snow. Now, the beauty about the Yukon is certainly the area we operate in and a lot of the areas where I'd say most of the exploration activity is, you don't get anything close to that. In fact, you know, you've got sort of rain shadows, you're on the right side of the mountain, so you're not getting anything like the amounts of snowfall that you get, say, in Alaska or British Columbia. You know, we might get 5 to 10 feet of snow during the course of the year. So, it's not that much of a challenge. You know, for a junior exploration company, the seasonality is often driven by the amount of light. So, you know, in the winter with limited, light in the afternoon, you know, you're curtailing your, exploration and drilling activity, unless you, you know, want to, spend a lot of money on winterizing everything and running at night and things like that. You've got to then deal with the issue of water lines freezing and things like that. So the costs obviously go up. You know, we as a company have in the past operated in the winter and explored in the winter. Right now, in the last 2 years, we haven't. If you look at other companies up there, some of them are doing it, some of them are not. So it's an issue really fundamentally comes down to cost. You know, as a junior company, if you can get your exploration done in the summer months, it's going to be cheaper, probably more cost effective. But for a miner and a producer, the Alexcos, the Capstones, they're operating 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Not an issue at all.
What about the power, the issue of power? Now, I mean, it's, you know, the Yukon territory is a very, very large, large area. I would assume that in some of the areas, power is an issue. Can you address that?
Well, you come back to the issue of grid access or off-grid. The Yukon, as I say, size of Spain, you know, 35,000 people, of which, you know, 25,000 odd live in the White Horse area of the capital.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fairly limited grid, you know, running north up to Dawson. It's a main 138 kV line, and then you've got 69 kV lines off it. So what does that mean? Well, you know, if you happen to be close to the grid, and you're a mining development company, there's a decent chance the utility, which is the Yukon Energy Company, it's owned by the government, it's a regulated utility monopoly, it's got an obligation to serve, so they will connect you to the grid and deliver power to you. So the two issues that come in, one is you know, the grid, how far is it? Is it coming up to where some of the mining development plays are? And then secondly, the size of that industrial demand. The Yukon, it's an isolated island. It's not, by that I mean it's not interconnected into Alaska or British Columbia or any other grid networks. So it's an island. So such that it can't import a whole lot of additional electricity. So if you suddenly see a huge surge in electricity demand in the Yukon driven by a mine coming online, you know, the Yukon Electricity Company, energy companies, got a plan for that, and if it plans for it well in advance, it will be able to provide power for it. If, you know, you've got a doubling of demand coming on with a huge mine, you know, that potentially would cause a challenge. So I think when you kind of step back, you've got two issues. One is it's an island. The utility can deal with small incremental step-ups in capacity requirements. It's a 96% of the capacity right now is hydro. There's a lot of additional small hydro potential in the Yukon. Utility can harness those. What the utility can't do is necessarily, you know, go out and double the size of the capacity to serve a huge project. And, you know, there are some large projects up in the Yukon that are in fairly late stages of development and are probably going to have to build their own independent power and be off-grid. So I came back to right at the beginning. I talked about on-grid or off-grid. So some of these mining projects will have to effectively deal with the electricity issue themselves rather than, you know, rely on the utility to provide power.
Okay, there you have it from John Burgess. The situation as he views it up in the Yukon. Going to be right back with Mike Niehauser. Mike is also going to address this issue. Stick around.
K Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Time to talk about a company. You know, a lot of our listeners on our blog have asked me questions about a company called Alexco. And I have to say, I don't know very much, if anything at all, about Alexco. But I've heard very, very good things about it. I've got Mike Niehauser on the line with me right now. Mike is the purveyor of Beacon Rock Research. He actually knows quite a bit about Alexco. Some of you who may be listening to this on Saturday evening, Mike is at the Alexco Christmas party up in Vancouver, BC. So let's find out what Mike thinks about this. You got the mic, my friend.
Well, Alexco, I've known them for quite some time and was introduced to them through writing on Nova Gold Resources. Alexco was formed with some of the assets that were spun out there in the Yukon, and it's run by a fellow named Clint Nauman, who is probably one of the better CEOs in the business. The project is primarily the Keno Hill Silver District, which produced over 200 million ounces of silver in the last century and was eventually closed down because of environmental issues and low silver prices. But Clint, through Alexco, was able to acquire it because of their environmental background and actually suffer no environmental liability for past historic mining, but with the full ability to mine the silver from the project and all the other base metals. In 2008, Silver Wheaton acquired a quarter of the silver production of the district and funded the capital to produce a mill and bring one of the mines at Keno Hill into production, which is just getting ready to complete the second year of operation.
Now, in terms of future growth, I know the stock has had a nice upward movement to it. Like, if I'm not mistaken, we're talking about over the past couple of years of an increase of 4 to 5 times. Am I right on that?
Right. It had increased, and it also has come back down to, you know, much more reasonable prices today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very difficult company to get your hands around, you know, starting with the fact that they acquired this project on the cheap from basically a bankruptcy trustee because of the, you know, the aforementioned issues.
Mm-hmm.
But it has some of the highest grades of silver of really any project in the world. But they're narrow veins, but they tend to range in the thousands of grams. For example, the production, those 200 million ounces I mentioned, those were grades of 40 ounces per ton on average. They came from 35 mines during, you know, a period of some 60-plus years in the last century. So it's a very high-grade area, but it's only the prior operator only explored to the degree that they followed the silver veins from the surface. So there's never been any real comprehensive exploration of the district prior to Alexco. And, you know, these types of silver deposits can run very deeply if you think of the silver districts around Coeur d'Alene in northern Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So it's highly prospective, and that's why this was one of the first early development greenfields type operations that Silver Wheaton entered into when they were buying silver streams. They're in the business of buying existing silver streams, but this is one of two, in fact, the earliest, where they actually funded the $50 million to bring this low-volume, high-grade mill into production. That I mentioned. So right now they're like I said, they're finishing the second year of production, and they're permitting two new mines, the Onique and the Lucky Queen, and they should be having those permitted and moving into production, you know, the first half of 2013.
Well, it's an interesting little company, and I'm glad we're able to shed a little bit of light on it, because I know, as I said, a lot of our listeners are very, very keen on this company. Mike, another company that I have some interest in at this moment in time, and by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, I do not own any shares in Alexco. Alexco is not a sponsor on our website. Northern Free Gold is another company I know that you've written up recently, and they have approached me regarding wanting me to learn more about their company, and I'm planning on meeting with them later on this week, or I should say this past week I have met with them. But having said that, what are your impressions of this company?
Well, I should also, you know, thanks for the reminder on the disclosure, I have been compensated to write on both Northern Free Gold and Alexco in the past, and as well have owned the stock and still own Alexco's common stock, and probably won't be soon. But, you know, I've been up to see Northern Free Gold's project, and what's very interesting is that it's one of these projects following the, you know, the gold rush and the Klondike, you know, continue to be worked by small-time prospectors. Especially, there's a number of placer projects, placer gold projects on the mine. Yukon's very interesting because, you know, in the last ice age, it wasn't covered by glaciation, so it has a large significant oxide and gravel covering that includes gold. And so beneath these placer mines, Northern Free Gold has, you know, uncovered the nucleus zone, which is a high-grade, possibly a low-grade bulk tonnage mineable resource of over 1 million ounces, and next to it, the revenue zone, which contains a copper component, and also, you know, another 1 million ounces and significant copper and silver and molybdenum. So the property is several sizes times the size of Manhattan Island,
mm-hmm.
and has only been explored to about 5% of the overall project. But, you know, it, unlike a lot of places in Yukon, it includes a road and is about 15 kilometers from the Minto mine, or Carmax, which also has power. So it's one that's worth worth keeping an eye on.
You know, you just presented at the in the Yukon at the Mining Association up there, if I'm not mistaken. Tell me about that real quick.
Yeah, it was for the, at the Yukon Mining Summit. The Yukon Gold Mining Alliance put on an event to present to the government officials up there. The Yukon only has about 35 to 40,000 people in the whole territory.
Right.
And it has a long and noble, wonderful mining history and has really not really been explored to the degree that to the neighboring British Columbia and Alaska. So there's a lot of potential there. And, but it's, it, there's, you know, a lot of companies operating, but the amount of money that has flown into the Yukon is very, you know, underestimates the long-term potential. So I was asked to come up and present on the capital markets. And, clearly they've got a long way to go in bringing power and roads in. Probably one of the most exciting parts to me from that trip up there was the First Nations, and that's how they refer to indigenous population,
right.
That they really do have a very serious outlook on, you know, preserving the environment as well as being responsible for the future in terms of economic development. And I see it as one of the big pluses with the Yukon and a place that of one of the highest levels of political security and stability with mineral upside. And that's according to the Fraser Institute, of pretty much any place in the world.
Yeah, it's an interesting, I've been involved in companies up there, in the past. My daughter, full disclosure, is, works for a company called Ethos Gold. They have some properties up there. Gary Freeman, I have to say, is a very, very, he's a good friend of mine. I do not own any shares in Ethos, by the way. So in the interest of full disclosure for all of the companies that I have chatted about with Mike, Alexco and Northern Free Gold and then this brief mention of Ethos, I own no shares in any of those companies. So you, in this case, you are getting 100% arm's length information, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff Dice. We're going to talk a little bit on politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new microplant powder gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size microplant powder absolutely free. Microplant powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, I hope those couple of segments cleared up some perhaps misconceptions about what's going on up in the Yukon. And again, I was not talking specifically about the virtues of either one of the companies, Alexco or Northern Free Gold, but I wanted to give you an example of what was going on in this very, very interesting area. I thought that the comments that John Burgess made regarding his experiences, for example, in the Yukon vis-a-vis the power situation, etc., I think that that's something that everybody really has to stop and think about. The Yukon is a very prolific area in terms of holding assets, for lack of better terms, discovered or undiscovered yet. But you really have to be very, very careful as to where you're investing, whether it's in the Yukon or whether it's any place in the world. And I think that the Yukon requires due diligence on everyone's part. I have to say that that's not, don't construe that as being a negative statement from me, because it's really not. There are some very, very successful companies up there, and as John mentioned, you know, the government, the provincial government up there, is very, very much behind the mining industry just for economic reasons. So something to think about. Anyway, I got Trader Raj on the line with me right now. Raj hasn't been on the show for about a week or so. A number of you have wanted to know what's going on with Trader Raj. What's he doing? As a point of fact, the comment that I always make in the blog is Roger has his own website now. It's called wavelengthpublishing.com. They do a number of things on there. The one I think that would be of the most interest to listeners of this particular show is Roger does a daily commentary, and also his newsletter, Trader Tracks, and his daily alerts are all posted throughout there. Roger, what's going on exactly with your Wavelength Publishing, and how can you continue to benefit our listeners?
Well, what we're doing, Al, is that our new partnership, my partnership with Amberly Brownson, started in the fall on these projects. Our company is WavelengthPublishing.com. Wavelength Publishing is the umbrella company for our book publishing, and also Trader Tracks newsletter, and also Let Us Trade Radio. We've got three things that we do under the umbrella of WavelengthPublishing.com. The Trader Tracks newsletter continues as it has for 7 years, but what we have done, Al, we've done a complete revamp on the letter. We've changed a lot of graphics. We're expanding the stocks in the futures trading section. We're doing more charts. We're recommending more trades and ideas for people in these crazy markets that we're facing out there now. And I would encourage people to control risk, but I would also encourage them not to be a dropout based upon what's happened over the past few months, which have been in choppy markets and very slow. We're seeing an opportunity coming after the holidays for the precious metals group, the precious metals miners, and some other ideas for these companies. What we also are seeing is that the intermediate and senior companies are moving faster as gold and silver will move up, but that's not to neglect the juniors. But what I would suggest is that in the junior stocks, the investors and traders be a little more specific and picky, and we address the issues in our letter, which explain what you should look for to make a selection. And, of course, we do offer a selection. And just this week, despite the fact that the holidays are a slowdown period, a lot of my stocks in my newsletter did perk up. So, you know, that's encouraging. There's no question. Our new Let Us Trade Radio show covers the markets, which is what we used to do on the KER report. But beyond that, we do more politics, economics. We do specific trading ideas. Our discussion lasts about 10 minutes. And instead of having to write a little bit for the KER report, on the radio, I can talk and give a lot of information. Usually our daily radio show, which is on letustrade.net, letustrade.net, or you can find us on wavelengthpublishing.com. The radio show has a lot of things that we cover, including the election, the economics, stocks, precious metals, the currencies, the bonds, grains, energy, and we also talk about market direction, which is very important. I think that these markets, Al, are becoming more of a trading market as opposed to a longer-term buy and hold. I'm not against fundamentals. I believe in them, and I use them, but we also believe in swing trading, which can last anywhere from a few days to about 3 months. By example, when we pick up a new mining company that we like and the timing seems to be correct, our objective is to recommend the company and set it up in such a way so that the investor or trader can have an opportunity to perhaps, we never get guarantees, but to get a chance to make 25% in 90 days. That's our objective. Sometimes we make more, sometimes we don't. But that's pretty much the format that we're using. And I think the radio format, I'm enjoying it very much. The radio format is $29 a month. You can go month to month on a credit card. And I think there's a lot of value in that what we're talking about is pretty much an all-encompassing radio show that covers all the topics that I just mentioned. I'm enjoying it immensely. It's fun. I like to speak, and radio is a good venue.
Well, you're certainly doing a good job, and you're right. Radio is a great venue. There's no question about that. And you've got some interesting ideas. I know you've been doing this for quite some time now, and you know what you do and what I do kind of dovetails in a sense that, you know, we're basically talking the same subjects. And what I've been stressing to people for, oh gosh, the 15, 20 years that I've been doing radio is the fact that it's really important to get all the information that you can, whether it's on a political subject or whether it's on an economic issue or what have you. And I think augmenting knowledge, you know, utilizing your material, Roger, is certainly a beneficial thing for listeners to do. You know, the political situation right now it's getting more and more interesting, for lack of better terms. Is it going to get more accommodative on the part of the both sides of the aisle? I don't know. I think it probably has to, in my opinion, only because we're looking at a pretty grim period of time right now. I mean, things are getting worse economically instead of better. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there's no question that's going to happen. I think that the taxes and inflation are both going to increase dramatically next year. Food prices are going up a lot. Energy will go up. But keep in mind that the in our sector, which is the commodities group, including the grains, the energies, the currencies, and most particularly for us, precious metals and even some base metals like copper, these things are in a bull market, I think, in January through May in the next calendar cycle ahead of us. So, you know, I would encourage people to be careful and control risk in what they do, but I would also encourage them not to give up and abandon markets, because we're at a, when you get inflation like I think we're going to get next year, Al, the commodities currencies and the commodities group together are going to rise dramatically. And, you know, gold has been knocked back a little bit lately, but that part of that's calendar, part of that could be alleged manipulation. But that's neither here nor there. The trend is in place for gold and silver, and the trend is up. And it's got a long way to go. I think that these trends in metals are going to last into the year 2017, 2018. Some of our analyst friends who are pretty sharp saying it could even go as long as to the year 2024. But you need to take it one section at a time, and I would be a kind of a resting investor trader between now and the end of the year. But also in past years, Al, we've also noticed that some of the gold and silver buyers, whether they buy stocks or futures or whatever, they kind of creep in and nibble a little bit right after Christmas. So those days coming up here this month, from the 27th of December to the 31st, is probably going to be an interesting entry period. I'm not saying you should do that, but I think you should look at it and watch it, and watch for the so-called green shoots when people jump in and start spending money.
It's going to be very definitely, it's going to be an interesting time. You know, I think the comment that I would like to leave listeners with on this is what came out of the news yesterday regarding Susan Rice and then the situation between John Boehner and Obama, to me, is showing that maybe a little accommodation will be happening. Hey, listen, you want more information on Roger's newsletter? Click on the banner on our site. I'm going to be right back with Jeff Deist.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show, I got my soon-to-be co-host, buddy Jeff Deist, with me on the line right now. And Jeff and I, as you know, have been doing more and more on this show together. He is very, very definitely a welcome addition, to say the least. You know, Jeff, you and I were chatting off the air yesterday about society in America in general, and the thing that really, really made it first and foremost in my mind anyway is Kathy came home a couple nights ago and she said, "My God, you're not going to believe what happened in our hometown of Vancouver, or actually Portland, Oregon." And I said, "What was that?" Because I've been working all day. And she said, "Some kid in a camouflage outfit and an automatic with an automatic weapon went into Clackamas Town Center, shooting people. Two of them ended up dying and one ended up going to the hospital before he killed himself." That makes me really, really frightened, because more things like that are starting to happen. And I have to tell you, where's our society at that we get to this point, Jeff?
Well, if I'm correct, this is a mall that you used to frequent.
I have Christmas pictures from there of Kathy and I and two of our girls. Yep, I used to frequent it, and I have to say it's in a fairly desirable part of Portland, Oregon.
Every time something like this happens, the media is sort of predictable. Mm-hmm. There seems to be this clamor. People say, well, government needs to do something. You know, and I never like it when the left uses these horrible incidents to call for greater gun control, let's say. And I never like it when the right uses these incidents to call for, you know, more concealed carry permits or whatever it is. I personally can't draw any big political conclusions from an incident like this. I mean, look, the mall had its security forces. The police responded pretty quickly. There's photo cameras in the mall, video cameras, I should say. I mean, unless we want to live in an armed camp where everywhere you go, there's metal detectors and frisking and screening, it's very, very difficult to stop somebody like this. This could happen in a Ritz-Carlton in Beverly Hills.
Yes, it
could have happened in the worst neighborhood in Detroit and anywhere in between. And the only thing I would say from my perspective is I do think that we have a very sick society at this point. There's a tremendous amount of unease out there, and you can just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you look at the history of, let's say, the last 100 years or so, as government expands, civil society, and by that I mean families, civic, social, religious institutions, they all shrink.
That's right.
So we've never had more external governance at the federal, state, and local level. We're spied upon, taxed, regulated, controlled ad infinitum. But yet it seems like our internal regulators are diminishing, whereas 100 years ago, people sort of controlled themselves. You know, young boys walked to school with a rifle because after class they were going to go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, look, this is what progressives, so-called, will never tell you, that there are many, many, many elements of American society that are far worse today than they used to be. You know, they can't tolerate the idea that anything in the past was better in the unenlightened days mm-hmm. of America in the, you know, 18th, 19th, 20th centuries. But look, you know, this kid was a madman, and I don't know how much else we can say about that. Other than step back, you know, look around at your friends and family and just see what you can do on a micro level to make sure the folks right around you are okay.
You know, I have basically the same problems that you do, and they all center around the same thing, and that's called big government. I have read more articles of late, specifically in the last 48 hours, about opinions on increased gun control, okay? More and more big government in this, more and more big government in that, you know? And the fact of the matter is, as the folks in Michigan State announced to the country just within the last couple of days, okay, we don't want big government. We don't want unions. We don't want this. We want individuality. Okay? And that's what this country needs. You know, as your boss said, he said, you know, you have to have faith in humanity. You have to have faith in the goodness of humanity. If you put all of your faith into the federal government, Big Brother, etc., the snowball is going to start rolling faster and faster down the hill. It's going to start getting bigger and bigger. And the quality of individual freedom and individual life is going to rapidly decrease, Jeff.
It is. And, you know, is this kid yesterday a symptom of all this, or is he just a lone crazy person who would have done the same thing 100 years ago? We'll never know. But I do know that no amount of government is going to stop him, only the people right around him, and hopefully people who care about him could have been in a position to perhaps prevent this.
Yeah. No, I would agree 100%. It just, we're turning into a huge, huge, I would even almost use the word fascist, in the sense that a fascist government is a government that believes and acts that in a manner that they know what's best for Jeff Dice and his family and Al Corlin and his family. Well, I got to tell you, they don't know what's best for me. They don't know me. You know, they don't know my family. They have absolutely no right to tell me what to do. People have absolutely no right to tell me that I can't own a gun. People have absolutely no right to tell me that I have to do this and that. That's not what our country was built on, Jeff.
Well, I agree, Alan. What happened yesterday just sort of brings up all these emotions we're all feeling. They seem to be cathartic moments for America, no matter what your perspective. But let's hope that the rest of the month is cathartic in its own way, but in a happier way, and that we all have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope so, too. Jeff, we got about 4 minutes left here. I want to talk a little bit about the direction that the show is going to be going in. You know, with your help, with your input, we're going to be reaching out to a wider variety of guests, and you've already started to do that. Where do you see taking the show to increase, for lack of better terms, its educational value?
I would like to see the show build a bridge, and that bridge would be between the audience that is perhaps more technical, more interested in specific stocks or specific sectors of investing, and then bridge the gap over to the more philosophical side of things, where you develop a better understanding of politics and economics. From my perspective, the Austrian school, but there are also other free market schools that are certainly valid and have merit. So I think they're both important, and I do think that there is a practical, applied area where a more philosophical understanding of politics and economics can directly benefit you when it comes to investing, or when it comes to looking at companies, when it comes to looking at particular countries, particular stock markets, particular areas of investment. You know, the more knowledge you've got, the better. And I do think that it's also sometimes a little more fun, a little more lively to break out of the box a little bit and talk about broader topics.
I agree 100%. You know, I went on record about, I don't know, probably 4, 5, 6 years ago as saying that – in my mind, there was a huge, huge correlation between investing and politics. And then I even threw in, on occasion, religion. And I did that for the obvious reason of people really need to be aware today of the religious turmoil that's going on in the Middle East, because the Middle East really is rapidly becoming, for lack of better terms, in some areas, the tail wagging the dog, and I think people need to be aware of what's going on over there. But I find that more and more of our listeners are in very much the same camp. You know, we have a really active blog that you're taking part in right now, and you know, we have some folks on there that are just absolutely brilliant people, in my opinion, and they all say the same thing. They all say, you know, to be successful in the investment community, you've got to be successful in the political arena in terms of knowledge, the philosophical arena, again, in terms of knowledge, etc. Because, you know, the only way that you can really, really, you can never eliminate, but you can really decrease your chances of failure in the investment sector is if you don't have all the knowledge that you could possibly get your hands on. We got a minute, my friend, and you got the final word.
Certainly, some of our greatest investors are libertarians or liberty-minded people. You know, whether you're talking about Jim Grant, whether you're talking about Doug Casey, you know, and this is really where we want to go and hopefully bring in a whole new audience in 2013.
Well, I think we're going to bring in a whole new audience, and I think we're going to be providing a much, much better service for the regular folks that we have right now. And Mr. Irish, I haven't heard much from you recently. What's going on over in London and everybody else? I'm here to tell you I have truly, truly enjoyed your input. Your input has been very, very beneficial to me over the past year. We've had 2.5 million people come on the blog. It's just you folks out there are the best in the business, as I've said many, many times, and I hate to, you know, continue to beat a dead horse, so to speak. I'll probably get taken to task for using that phrase. But, you know, I learn more from preparing this program and from people like Jeff and Irish Tony and Dennis M. and everybody else. I learned more from you folks than I learned in 4 years as an undergraduate in university. Thank you so much for that. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be back with you soon.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702.
571-7702 or click bensdiscountsupply.com. For camping, home, or bug out location, bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.